And welcome to the Taylor Report. That was Lead Belly, the Bourgeois Blues. And, of course, you know why we're playing it, because we have all got the Bourgeois Blues now with Charlottesville. And a big reminder there that Lead Belly was talking about Washington, D.C., and it is the capital center of all these things. And we really need to review our history. A story I could tell you that we've got to keep in mind is that when black soldiers returned from World War II, they found themselves as some of the actors and speakers that we've come to know through the 60s said, well, our fight for freedom begins now. And that was remarked on that a black soldier was passing under the Golden Gate Bridge, and he said, now the fight for freedom begins. Well, I look at U.S. history, and you could say it began in 1861 with the Civil War, where Robert E. Lee was on the slave owner's side, and he had betrayed his country and had been a West Point graduate and a distinguished general, and he gave his services to the slaveocracy. And so the war went on for 4 years in 1865. Slavery was defeated. Slave owners were defeated, and they were left with a dilemma. People looked at the president, and in the last days before he was assassinated, someone said to Lincoln, what are we going to do now with the slaves have been freed, so what is their status? He said, well, that's going to have to be worked out. But as far as the only thing I can see is that they are Americans and that they're going to enjoy the same rights of all other Americans. That would be 1865. And as anybody who knows, lives in North America, been reading newspapers, history books, it didn't happen. So this Charlottesville thing is a time to reflect, and we'll be doing more of that on this show. I'll just tell you before I say a few more words here, we will be talking at about 5:30, 5:35 with Stephen Gowans, because we also have a little problem of nuclear war, and people want to know if we're going to be blown up. So it's our duty at the Taylor Report to tell you whether or not you're going to be blown up. So we pass that along. We have an expert, and he, as you know, nobody knows anything but experts. But Stephen really is a wonderful thinker and writer. So we'll talk about North Korea and Trump's little problem with North Korea. And by the way, the North Koreans, I guarantee you, are on the side of black Americans against racial oppression. The Koreans have experienced a lot of racial oppression at the hands of the United States and others. We will now. Last week, week before last, we were preempted. Last week, we had Clancy Siegel, who had written, who is the what is one of the scriptwriters of the film Frida, and is also a wonderful novelist. Has passed on at the age of 90. He was a good friend of ours. I'm going to say that, and certainly the show admired him very, very much. And his last published book. There will probably be another two we're waiting to see, but his last published book was Black Sunset. But prior to that, we did not get to interview Clancy about his last book. He was scheduled, and he even sent us a nice email saying he was looking forward to it, but unfortunately died. So we wanted our listeners to know what kind of a guy he was, and remind you that Clancy had been a guest on our show, and he talked about why he wanted to promote the work and life of Ernest Hemingway. He wrote a great book about why Hemingway matters. As a matter of fact, I think that's the title of that book. And so we'll be listening to that shortly. Before we go to that, I'm going to just say you want to do something to help. And as a result of Charlottesville, the first thing to do would be to say, get rid of carding and racial profiling in Toronto and across Canada and across North America. Don't worry about whether Donald Trump's a bum. We all know that. Get busy and get rid of all these racial programs and really subtle programs that enforce racism in this society. We have too many black people in jail, too many black people subject to police violence, and that is a burning issue. So Charlottesville should just be your notification and mine to get busy and end these institutions and programs that everybody rationalizes. Stop rationalizing. Everybody in this society has equal right under the law. If you stop disproportionately black Canadians, or if you incarcerate them disproportionately, that means you're enforcing that thing you claimed not to like, which is white supremacy, which is expressed by the Klan, of course, most purely, in a pure form, it's them. But white supremacy is as old as this country, just as old as the United States. By the way, when the Civil War was fought against slavery, Canada was neutral, and Confederate generals, Confederate politicians came to Canada, were quite welcome all during the war. And Jefferson Davis visited Toronto, and there was a crowd of 7,000 people, and in 1867 met his boat and all waved their hats and cheered for the great Confederate leader, the champion of slavery. That was right here in Toronto. So when you look at Charlottesville, you're looking at Toronto anyway. As I said, we have Clancy's Eagle, and we're very proud. We're going to play the second half of our interview with him right now.